Here's some news from the Department of Homeland Security. It has awarded contracts worth more than $1 billion to screen cargo on ships for nuclear and radioactive materials. The announcement comes as the Senate debates legislation on port security. Some lawmakers are demanding quicker action to protect trade from nuclear threats, as NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
The program is called the Cargo Advanced Automated Radiography System, or CARS.
What this system does is it lets you get each container through faster. It's done by using software to do identification rather than by using human judgment.
That's Michael Levy, a Homeland Security technology expert at the Council on Foreign Relations. He says the system's designed to catch threats that today's screening might miss. It detects dense materials like highly enriched uranium and weapons-grade plutonium, or a lead shield that might be used to hide them. Vail Oxford directs the Homeland Security Department's Domestic Nuclear Detection Office.
It's a very high-powered, modern-day X-ray machine that when you look at the image, you can automatically identify whether it is material of concern or not.
The program aims to develop and install 300 of the new systems within 7 years. In the meantime, the Department of Homeland Security plans to deploy existing technologies more widely. Again, Vail Oxford.
By the end of 2007, calendar year 2007, we will be scanning through radiation detection devices 98% of all incoming seaborne containerized cargo.
But that's not enough, according to some lawmakers. The Senate is debating a port security bill. Republicans and Democrats have offered varying amendments pushing for quicker deployment of new technology, both at home and abroad, to stop nuclear material from reaching U.S. ports. Connecticut Democrat Joe Lieberman cites a study of what could happen if a nuclear bomb were detonated at the port in Long Beach, California.
The report estimated that up to 60,000 people might die instantly from the blast or radiation poisoning, with 150,000 more exposed to hazardous levels of radiation.
The Senate bill would establish a pilot project at 3 foreign ports to screen all cargo before it leaves for the U.S. Some Democrats, including New York's Charles Schumer, say that doesn't go far enough. Schumer says advanced screening technology similar to the CARS system has already been tested in Hong Kong.
Instead of baby steps, instead of saying this is a 10 or 15-year project, why aren't we moving with alacrity to make ourselves safer against the greatest danger we would face?
Schumer has sponsored an amendment that would require foreign countries to use this technology to scan all cargo bound for the U.S. by 2010. But Maine Republican Susan Collins, who chairs the Senate Homeland Security Committee, says scanning every container soon isn't practical. She says just X-raying a container can take 4 minutes.
And then the analysis of those images can take up to 15 minutes. With 11 million containers entering the United States seaports every year, the delay caused by screening all containers would cause a massive backlog of cargo at the ports.
Collins says new technology could change this, but rolling it out will take time. The Senate could vote on the port security bill as early as today. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.